Actually, two important men died in Russia that day 50 years ago, Joseph Stalin and Sergei Prokofiev, the Russian composer of Peter and the Wolf and many other symphonies, concertos, operas, ballets, and film scores. Colorado Symphony music director Marin Alsop says Prokofiev had to balance his artistic impulses with the strict musical rules laid down by the Soviet state.
As a younger man, Prokofiev enjoyed playing the part of an enfant terrible. He started studying at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1904, when he was just 13 years old. He wrote this piece when he was 17. His teachers didn't like or maybe didn't understand his compositions, which had a more modern sound than they were willing to accept. Prokofiev spent 10 years at the conservatory, becoming more accomplished as a composer and pianist. Then he visited Europe, hoping to follow in the successful footsteps of Igor Stravinsky. In 1917, World War I had been dragging on for years, and the Russian Revolution was getting underway. Prokofiev, now 26, wrote his first symphony, known as the Classical Symphony, putting his own spin on the style of Haydn and Mozart. His look back at the 18th century sounds true to the spirit of the age. It calls for a small orchestra, and it's very symmetrical. But as the piece progresses, it sounds less and less like Haydn, and more like Prokofiev, with his irony, playfulness, and his unique harmonic style. In his biography of Sergei Prokofiev, Harlow Robinson describes his music as at once modern and traditional, nostalgic and mocking, lyrical and savage. Prokofiev's first symphony remains one of his most popular and most performed works. It's very short, only about 15 minutes, but throughout he's having a good time, thumbing his nose at the traditions of classical music. Prokofiev then spent many years away from his homeland, traveling to Japan, the U.S., and Europe. His pieces were often warmly received by audiences, but harshly received by critics. By the time he returned to the Soviet Union permanently in 1936, he was a world-famous composer, and the state provided him with an apartment in Moscow. In 1944, 27 years after he wrote his first symphony, the Classical, Prokofiev wrote his fifth, calling it a symphony on the greatness of the human soul. Between Prokofiev's first and fifth symphonies, Stalin had risen to power, and rules about what kinds of music were appropriate had been established. Art was seen as a force so powerful it needed to be controlled, and any music that was written in the Soviet Union had to win the approval of the state in order to be performed. Prokofiev managed to find the right balance among elements that would appeal to the state. Broad, patriotic themes and memorable melodies, without having to compromise the artistic integrity of the piece. Prokofiev never considered himself political, but did what he needed to do for himself and his music to survive. He died 9 years later, less than an hour before Stalin. The dictator's funeral overshadowed the composer's, with every available flower going to Stalin's ceremony. 50 years later, as the popularity of Prokofiev's music keeps growing, the one-time enfant terrible seems to be thumbing his nose at Stalin, whose musical dictates he had to obey. For NPR News, I'm Marin Alsop.